Today is Wednesday, June the 24th, 1981. This is Connie Reen interviewing Cecile Perner Jaggi at her home about 2 miles east of Castorville on her ranch. I'm interviewing for the Castorville Public Library Oral History Project B. Mrs. Jaggi, I know you were born not in Castorville. Would you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Behannes in 1898, wasn't it?
1890. Yeah. 1890?
Yeah.
How old are you today?
91.
Uh-huh. So you were born in
1890?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where were you born?
In Behannes, at Behannes.
And who were your
about
parents?
3 miles out of Behannes. Uh-huh. I lived, my house was along the Saco Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And the Parkes Creek. I was closer to the Parkes Creek than to the Saco Creek.
Uh-huh. And who were your parents?
My parents? Well, I never knew my mother. I died when I was 2 years old. And I never could remember her. I've got a picture of her with them.
Uh-huh.
I never knew her.
Yeah. What was their name? So?
I really don't remember what her name was.
Your dad's name?
Frank.
Perner?
Frank Perner, yes.
Okay. And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, I had 2 stepsisters and 2 stepbrothers. And then I had 3 real brothers and 1 real sister.
Uh-huh. And you were the youngest of your father's
yes.
first family, huh? Then he remarried?
Over the first family. I was from the second family.
Oh, you're from the second family?
Yes.
I see.
You see, these all the shops, their parents, they were from the first wife. My daddy come over here because his wife had TBs. And the doctor said the only way that he could cure her is he move out of China.
Uh-huh.
Or France, wherever they were from.
So he brought his family to Texas?
Yes, he brought them to Texas. And
your father's occupation? What was your father's occupation?
Well, he was a rancher.
Uh-huh. In Germany?
Oh, no, over there. He was studying for a doctor.
Uh-huh.
When he was in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And then when he moved over here, he bought some land. And then when he got married the second time, he gave the first the land he had to his first children. He gave uh-huh. all that land to his first children. And then he bought that land that we had then.
Uh-huh. Well, who did he marry over here then, his second wife?
He went back to Germany and he married, I believe her name was Lena. I'm not sure.
Well, what did you say?
I thought her name was Lena.
Lena?
Yes.
Okay, that was your mother then?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're the youngest child of Lena's?
Yes, I'm the youngest child.
Okay, you want to name your sisters and brothers?
I don't mind. My oldest sister was Martha, and then it was Frank and Edward. Edward had married May Jaggi.
Uh-huh.
And Herman.
And Herman. And then you were the, yeah, okay, you were the youngest. I said the 3 times. Okay, well then who brought you up? Who raised you?
My daddy and my oldest sister.
Uh-huh. And you were 2 when your mother died.
Uh-huh. Yes, I was 2 and my sister must have been about 17 years old when uh-huh. my mother died.
Well, did your dad act as a doctor over here? Did he practice or anything?
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
He didn't keep it up after he got over mm-hmm. here. But he was studying over there for a doctor.
Well, how were you educated when you were young? Where did you go to school?
I went to the public school until I made my communion. Then we had to go to the Catholic school.
In Behannes?
Yes, in Old Behannes.
In Old Behannes?
Yes, New Behannes. Had no church or no school them days.
Uh-huh.
Only Old Behannes had church and a Catholic school.
Uh-huh. Well, did they have a Catholic school and a public school in Behannes?
They had no public school at Old Behannes, but then at New Behannes they had a public school. Uh-huh.
But when you went, it was a public school?
Public school, but I didn't go to Old Behannes, to New Behannes school. I went to the Seco school. It was about 2.5 miles from my home.
Uh-huh, one of those country rural schools.
Uh-huh. It's just a little school, but then.
About how many students did y'all have?
About 50.
All together?
Yes, all together. Uh-huh. Yes.
You remember your teacher?
I don't think I do remember.
Okay. Okay, did you have any other further schooling than Behenes?
No, I went to the school here at Castle.
What was it called?
What you call this college here, the sister school. Lady of the Lake, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Our Lady of the Lake. Was it called the Providence Academy?
What was this Catholic school called?
Well, you went to the boarding school.
I went to the boarding school.
That was different than the parochial school. It was a boarding school. Was it industrial school?
It was
industrial arts?
Sisters of the Divine Providence, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And I went there to school.
What age were you when you went there?
I believe I must have been about 14.
Oh, that big, no, I mean that old. Why did you decide to come to this school?
Well, my daddy wanted me to come.
Uh-huh.
That's why I came.
Did you learn anything special at this school?
No, I learned a whole lot more than I did at the other school because they could teach you better. There wasn't too many children.
Uh-huh.
And they take more interest in us than they did at the other schools, in the public school. Mm-hmm. The only Catholic school I went to is when I made my communion.
In Behenes.
Yeah, and you had to go to the Catholic school then if you wanted to go make your communion.
Oh, I see. So you only went 1 year to the Catholic school in Behenes. Well, did you live in Behenes during that time?
No, I never lived at Behenes. I lived on the ranch there where we was, and we walked to school about 3.5 miles.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, goodness. When you came to this, when you lived in Behenes and you came to Castorville for school, how did you think about Castorville when you came? What was your impression of the town?
Well, I had been here a few times before. My brother had married my husband's sister, Major.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to come and spend here, a couple of weeks.
Who would you visit here?
Well, my brother and...
Oh, wait, we stay with him.
Yes, uh-huh. And me.
Well, when you came to school here at 14, mm-hmm. What did you think about Castorville?
Didn't see much of it.
Never got out of the school?
No, I had to get the mail every day at the post office.
Where was the post office at that time?
It was in a little old frame there right across from... Where you now the Alex the Hermanson Hall is, used to be a little.
That little rock house?
Yes,
okay,
just
that was Alex Thunder was the postmaster then.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. But was that when you came at 14 to go to school here? Did you already know the people in Castorville or were you a stranger?
No, I didn't know the people of Castorville. Mm-hmm. The only ones I knew was Frey's family because I sometimes come and stay with my brother and his, that was after they were married.
Uh-huh.
But when I went to the school here for 2 terms, then my brother wasn't married yet, and I didn't stay.
Uh-huh. I understand you had a kind of a frightening experience when you came on the train one time. You want to tell us that story?
Yes, well, it was my daddy's fault because he told me that when the train stops the third time, I should get over the train.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether he didn't know it, but it's that the station down here they used.
He forgot about the Noonan switch station.
Yes, uh-huh. And they stopped there.
Uh huh.
And I got over the train. And then
thinking it was.
It was. We're at the third stop, you know.
And that, where were you supposed to get off?
At LaCombe.
At LaCombe, okay.
Yes.
And the Noonan switch station is about how many miles west of LaCombe? About 3 or 4?
It's a lot.
At least.
Something like that. And I lost on the way to the station.
And this was what time of the day?
This was at night.
Was anyone waiting for you in the car?
Well, they look for me, but I hate when they come.
You what?
I hate when they come, when they was put the.
Oh, they came looking for you along
the... Looking for me, yeah, and I was scared, and I hit myself.
And you didn't know it was someone looking for you.
Yeah, and when they left again, then I walked along the track. Until I got to La Crosse, and they were waiting for me at La Crosse. You know, they still were waiting there.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know what to do.
Did someone come from the school to meet you? Is that who was waiting?
No, the fellow that drove the...
The hat? The yes, male hat?
Yes,
who was that? Pete Conrad?
No, I don't know. It was August.
August Shearhart?
Okay. I think it was August Shearhart.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure, but I think it was August Shearhart.
Uh-huh.
And then he taken me to the convent, and you know, not a lot of that school.
Uh-huh.
Well, they just had these parents there, and you couldn't go nowhere.
What kind of things did you learn? Do you remember learning there?
Well, I learned all kinds of things, how to take care of myself and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And learned to cook. And
oh, you had cooking too?
Yeah, you had lessons. Cooking. If you wanted to, you could take cooking lessons. They teach you how.
Mm-hmm. And did you take anything like sewing or music?
Well, music, dear. My daddy wanted me to take art lessons, you know. And the first year I practiced on the organ, and then when I went back, I told him I don't want the organ, I don't want to take no lessons. And then he said, well, would you like to take piano lessons? And I said, oh, I'd like that, but I don't want to play the organ. So I've taken piano lessons next year.
Okay, when was your first piano lessons? At the Castable
at
school?
Castable.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You remember the teacher that taught stuff?
Sister Yudoka was one of them.
Yudoka, the one with the deaf?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, there were so many ones.
Mm-hmm. So then you took piano lessons there?
Yes, while I went to school.
Okay, did you take any more piano lessons in that 1 year?
Yes, after I got home, I took lessons from a lady that did piano.
Indiana?
Yes, Indiana.
So how many years did you take about?
Oh, I guess about 2 years more.
Altogether?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you learned to play pretty good, didn't you?
Yes, I could play good, but then when you get old, you forget such things.
Uh-huh. But did you still play when you got married and moved over here then?
Yes.
You had a piano here?
Yeah, I had a piano. I brought it along. And I used to play lots because Gabe Hans used to come over and he'd sing, make me play all the time. Sometimes I'd be tired, but I didn't say nothing.
I understand, I think Aunt Alice is the one that told me, or Mother, that you had this way of ending the song where you'd run your hand along the keys like
yes.
That. I said that was her style, she would run along the keys like that.
Yes.
Now, several people have mentioned to me how these boys would be over here, Gabe would be over here, and y'all would
oh,
sing.
Oh, I tell you what, I raised more kids during the summer. I had all these children here. All summer long, as soon as school was out.
They all like to go to the ranch, huh?
Yeah, they all wanted to go to the ranch. It was later up sometimes. Because the girls wanted to come too, so I wanted them.
Uh-huh. Well, when you went back home from staying at this boarding school, did you just live at home then?
Yes, I just stayed at home then, and my daddy passed away then. I stayed with my brother Herman,
uh-huh.
And we two lived together there then. And, you know,
You mentioned that your older brother had married Mae Jaggy, who
yes.
is Fred's sister.
But the oldest son went in the army, and he got killed, and they fought in the Philippines.
Now, who was that? Which one?
Frank.
Frank
was the oldest.
Uh-huh.
And Ed was the one that married.
May. And they lived in Castroville?
No, they lived in Honda when they got married first.
Uh-huh.
And then they moved, later on, they moved to Castroville.
And that is that how you met Fred then, through them?
Well, I knew Fred before because my daddy used to come down here when he had a kind of his school, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd stay overnight at that hotel there. That, what was her name, that little woman?
Schmidt?
Yeah. Miss Schmidt, wasn't it Little Schmidt?
She had a boarding house.
Yes.
Or a hotel.
She had a boarding house there, and later on, she moved it. She built a new one right next to the drugstore.
Yeah.
Where Frank and where Wilfred and Maude used to live.
Uh-huh. In. Oh, she used to have her boarding house down there where Jean sees it, where the dance hall was. And then she built that other house. Well, I was wondering, because several people had told me Mrs. Schmidt ran a boarding house here and at the other place, and I was a little confused on that.
Yeah, she moved right next to the drugstore.
Right, uh-huh, yeah.
And she raised Marty Sheehan.
Okay, when did you start going with Fred? What age were you about?
I guess about 18, past 18 years.
Uh-huh.
Got married when I was about 19. But I didn't go sturdy with him. And I didn't care for him. He used to come out there. One of our neighbors, Frank Wolf, used to have good coon dogs, and he wanted to buy some, but that was just his excuse to come out.
And see you.
I didn't pay much attention to him.
Well, didn't you have another beau that was courting you at that time?
Yeah. A teacher.
Uh-huh.
But I really never cared for him.
Well, what made you decide to pick Fred?
Well, because I started to go to dances with him where I wouldn't go with the other one. I went with my brother. I had a brother to go.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't go with the other one. Never would go with any of them to the dance. I always went with my brother. So once I decided to go with Fred, I guess just went along to him.
Was he a good dancer, Fred?
Not too hot.
Not too hot. Well, I've heard all these stories about what a good ball player he was.
He was a good ball player.
And a calf roper and a horse tamer.
He was all in sports.
Uh-huh.
But he liked to go cross calves all the time. Uh-huh. He used to go to these rodeos all the time.
Well, was he a ladies' man when he was young?
Oh, yes. I thought he was.
Well,
yes, he the way he talked, he must have been a pretty good ladies' man.
Well, Archie was telling me this story about that when he came and told Phil he was going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil says, "You get married? You don't have a cent to your name." He says, "Yeah, but I met this nice girl that just inherited $1,800. So we went and married." And so we figured he was kind of a, he couldn't pass up a good opportunity, huh?
We went to Mexico where two lived with us then, and Jewel and Henry Holler. I raised Henry Holler.
Uh-huh. Well, where did you get married then? In DeHannis?
In DeHannis.
Uh-huh. Yes. And what was your marriage date? You were about 19, so that would have been about 1909. Does that sound right?
Something like that, yes.
What, do you remember the month?
Yes, I think I remember. I just don't remember the date, but there were three weddings that day in church.
In DeHannis, there were three weddings. Who was the priest at that time? Do you remember that?
Heckman, I believe.
Oh, really? He came over from Castro?
Yes. He just happened to come over, but there was another priest there, but not all the time.
Uh-huh. 1909. Uh-huh. I remember she had told me she had moved to Castle in 1909.
November 23rd, 1909.
Okay, November 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you married, you moved straight here to the ranch,
yes,
huh?
Yes, straight to the ranch here. I got into a soup.
Now, what do you mean by a soup?
Well, never was alone. It's June and Henry Holler was with us, and then after Miss Jaggy died, then Mr. Jaggy and Archie lived with us for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Till Archie wanted to get married, then they drilled a well down there where they live now. and he built a home there, and then he got married, and then Mr. Taggart stayed down there because when they were drilling his well, he lived down there. There was a nice little house there, but he, Archie had built a new home when he got married.
Uh-huh. So Archie lived with you a few years then?
Oh, yeah, he was about 12 years old when his mother died.
Okay, tell me who Fred and Archie's mother and dad are so we know that.
Well,
their names.
Alma Jaggy was the daddy, and Mrs. Jaggy's name was Carolina. She was a shearholder.
Okay. And she died when Archie was 12, but and you were married at that time.
Yes, yeah. I was married not very long.
Well, then didn't you take care of Mr. Jaggy when he got sick, too?
Yes. Well, he got snake bit once, and then Archie called me, and we went to Castro, and I met him at the drugstore, and then Dr. Fitzheimer said that he had to stay in Castro a day. And then I asked him where he wanted to go, and he said he wanted to go to Molly's house, you know.
That was his first cousin, huh, Molly?
Yes, but then his, wasn't it his mother that married?
Wernette.
He come over there, and oh, he raised hell with me that I taken him over there. I didn't, I just asked him where he wanted to go. He wanted to go to Molly's house that time. And so,
did he go to old man Wernette's house then?
Yeah, he went over there. He had to go with me. He went over there, and then Molly, Dad let Molly know, and she wanted to come out and Fred had to go in and did her, and she stayed with me then a couple of days. And Miss Daddy come over here, and we put him to bed. And he was sick now.
From that snake bite. Mm-hmm. But he did get over it.
Yeah, he got over it. He was sick on the head.
Uh-huh. How long did he live then?
Oh, he lived a long time. Yes. He used to go, I had another ranch up at Helotes. I think it was 1,000 acres. And then he and Archie used to go up and stay maybe a day or a couple of days, as long as they wanted to, and then they'd come back and stay with me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that word.
Cooked and cleaned for all of them.
Washed, but not a washboard. They didn't even have a washing machine them days.
Well, this house you live in, this has always been on this ranch, huh?
Yes, it always has been, except this back part. This was put on later. You see, Freddie, when she got on to get married, she asked whether they could live with us, her and Chloe. I said, I didn't care.
You were so used to having people around, you wouldn't have known what to do.
That's right.
But they moved this house from somewhere else, Archie said.
Yes, they moved it from, you know, where you turn.
To come in the lane here?
No, when you're that first house, a Ratsy Burrs, it used to be Mr. Burrs, Louis Burrs, and John Boogle and his wife lived there.
Oh, yes.
Rosie. When you turn to that, right at that corner, when you turn the kitchen and that little room and that other room onto it, they were connected, and they moved them up here, and they set them up here. Ray said it rained, so when they moved up, they said, and then they built on and kept the building on, and I got a big house.
Now you can't take care of it anymore.
That's right.
Well, who was living in the house before you got married here?
Well, children and Fred and Henry Holland.
Oh, just those boys were living here?
Yes.
Well, where did Mr. and Mrs. Jaggy live?
Mrs. Jaggy, yes. They were living on that other ranch.
Oh.
Up at Helotes.
Oh, yeah. They had a house there?
Yes, they had a little house there, and they lived there. I don't know that I ever went up or not there. Yes, I went up one time. Because he had sold some turnips, and he wanted to get Miss Boover and me to go up there and pull some of those turnips out. They were too thick. He hadn't sold too thick. Uh-huh. And,
well, when you moved here and got married, you were about 19.
Yes.
You had to do all the cooking for these men. Mm-hmm. Did you know how to cook before that?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, was the way they ate here in Castroville and the way your Jaggy family ate here different from the way you cooked in Dehennet?
No, it wasn't different. Them days you had to cook what you had. It's not like that. Nowadays you can buy and cook
anything
what you want,
yeah.
Sure. And you raised all your own food. Mm-hmm. You had potatoes and beans and everything. You raised everything.
You had a big garden every year, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you always had cows and chickens?
Yes.
Hogs?
A lot of cream. A lot of
work, it sounds
like.
Yes.
A lot of work.
You never did have anyone helping you here? Any other woman?
No.
And then tell me who your daughter is that was then.
Freddie.
And she married?
Florence.
Yes. Okay, and they had?
Two children.
Okay, and their names are?
Evelyn and Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. And they all lived with you and Fred here?
Yes, until they went to school. And then when we had to take them in the morning, and then when you wanted to rest in the afternoon, we had to go down and pick them up at school.
Mm-hmm.
And the Boober kids went too, and they always went with them. So. I was at Pastorville once, and somebody's funeral, I don't know, I went, but Fred didn't go. And then I fixed dinner when I got home, and he was eating dinner, I told Fred, and Floyd, I said, I want you to go to Pastorville and buy that piece of land where Floyd lives now. And then Fred says, well, I'll come. I says, I'm getting tired with this school business. I says, if we move them to Castroville, they can go to school and we can rest in the evening.
You were finally getting tired, huh?
I was tired many times. And so they moved to Castroville, and the kids were super today to move. Well, they walked to school from there, didn't you? Well, it wasn't too far.
Uh-huh.
And not as dangerous as nowadays.
Yeah, right, yeah. When you moved over here, had you been to St. Louis Day before you were married, ever?
Mm-hmm.
You had never come to it?
Come to
well, how about dances in Castroville? Had you ever come to them before you were married?
No, I never come to them before I was married.
It was too far. Well, what would the boys from Castroville sometimes come over to Dehennet to the dance?
Yes, some of them did, but then they had places where they'd stay overnight. It was
Too
far to go to a dance and come back to them.
Because all you had was like a buggy, huh?
Yes, I had no cars then, did
not yet.
Mm-hmm. First car that I ever seen that was solid was at Gillum.
In Honda?
He was an old man. He had that little ranch up there.
Mm-hmm. Above Honda?
Yeah. No, above toward the Medina Lake.
Oh.
That little ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fred and Julie both saw that then later on, and then finally. Bill moved to Honda when he was selling that land, and he helped Fred into buying the 1,000 acres up there. So I thought he went and spent all the 1,000 acres, and I never did like it up there. But I didn't say it. Well, I didn't live up there, you know, I stayed here.
Did they have a little house up there,
too? There was a little house up there, and of course, we had all the kids with us. And we took some kids along, and so.
He would go up there during the week and work, you mean?
He'd go up in the Monday morning, he'd go and come home on a Saturday afternoon. And I had to take all that bread and stuff, get that stuff ready to last the week.
Oh, you had to fix the food then to go every week. Good.
Jimmy had to cook going with him.
Well, what did you do during the week then when he was gone?
Work. I worked when we had to feed. We got to call the waiter in shape, and we had to hitch up horses. We had no tractors then.
Uh-huh. You hitched those horses up and plowed?
Oh, yeah. He planted it, and then after he planted it, and it was up, and he was up there, and I was here.
And you didn't have anybody helping you here?
Mm-hmm. When
He should have left you one of those boys.